Noise is something that almost by definition gets in the way of the sounds you want to hear. Background chatter at a party, for example, can make it hard to understand the person you're next to. Researchers have known for years that a little extra noise can actually make some signals more noticeable. And now, investigators have found that stimulating nerve endings with electrical noise can boost people's sense of touch. NPR's Ivan Amato has the story.
Anybody who's ever heard static on a radio knows how noise can interfere with the signal. But scientists have discovered there are situations when a little bit of noise is a very good thing. Instead of messing up signals, it can actually make weak signals stand out. When noise does good things like that, scientists say there's some stochastic resonance going on. Several years ago, Jim Collins, a biomedical engineer at Boston University, attended a scientific conference where he learned about an intriguing biological case of stochastic resonance. It turns out tiny movements in the water, an aquatic version of noise, make crayfish more sensitive to larger water motions that predators can make.
Riding back from the conference, I recognized that instead of thinking about just background noise in a swamp for a crayfish, it is possible, or could be possible, to introduce noise artificially into humans and into their sensory systems in order to exploit this effect to improve their abilities to detect weak signals.
In Collins' study, a peg-like electrode was repeatedly pressed gently against each student's fingertip with varying amounts of force.
If you take a small electrode and place the electrode on the individual's fingertip and use the electrode now to introduce an electrical signal, very similar to the static-type signals you would get in your radio or in your TV, we could enhance the ability of subjects to detect weak mechanical signals.
That is, touches so gentle that no one would normally feel them. Collins speculates the addition of electrical noise might make fingers super sensitive by making sensory nerves more trigger-happy. Their study appears in the current issue of the journal Chaos, which caters to a new field of research that, among other things, focuses on the good side of noise. Now, the subjects in the study are young and healthy. They have no medical need to enhance their sense of touch. But Louis Lipsitz, physician-in-chief at the Hebrew Rehabilitation Center for Aged in Boston, is hoping new devices based on these findings could improve the lives of diabetics, stroke patients, and others with nerve damage in their fingers and toes.
We know that many people fall because of abnormal balance and touch and sensation in their lower extremities. For example, the ability of their feet to detect movements is impaired. The ability of the toes to know where they're located in space can become impaired. And when this happens, of course, you can't determine where you're walking, and you might become quite hesitant, lose your balance, and fall.
And falling down is a major peril for the elderly. Lipsitz says one-third of people over 70 fall down each year, and the number is more like 50% for those 85 and older.
If we could create a device that improved the sensation in the lower extremities in particular, we might be able to overcome some of the balance and gait abnormalities of older people and prevent falls. It would be easy to apply a glove or a sock to an individual and deliver electrical noise that way.
There's lots to do before anyone will want to build such gadgets. The researchers don't know if the technique works outside of a laboratory. But if it does, lots of people could benefit. Everyone from doctors handling microsurgical instruments to video enthusiasts seeking new thrills from virtual reality. Ivan Amato, NPR News, Washington.